Like many colleges and universities this time of year, it was move-in day for students at St. Leo University in Pasco County yesterday. And after 18 years, the oldest Catholic college in Florida and the sixth largest in the U.S. is welcoming a new leader. He is a retired U.S. Army three-star lieutenant general. WSS Bobby O'Brien introduces you to this former superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, who is now ready to guide the education of students at St. Leo for our series, Off the Base.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Dr. William Lennox has been on the Pasco County campus since July 1st. The most common question being asked at St. Leo University is, how do you address him? As general, to honor his 35-year military career? As doctor, to acknowledge his Ph.D. in literature from Princeton? As superintendent, to recognize his former title at West Point? Or as president, his newest position at St. Leo? We're told he'll happily answer to Bill, which will be helpful to know because Lennox plans to walk the campus daily.
I found at West Point that the students provide an energy for you. And I've always managed, led by walking around, getting out and talking to folks. You get a different perspective. At West Point, I tried to get out of the office by 4 o'clock at the latest and go to practices or go to whatever was going on at the time. You learn so much more about your college or university when you do that. People seem to come up to you, talk to you. They want you to know how they're feeling.
It's not that he doesn't already know a lot about St. Leo. Lennox served as a board member for more than 7 years before they asked him to take over as president.
As a board member, I was at the 1,000-foot level. I've got to get down to the 100-foot level that the CEO, president, operates at.
One of his challenges is uniting the 16,000 students between the Pasco County campus, online, and distance learners from St. Leo's 40 education centers throughout the U.S.
St. Leo was on the cutting edge of online education, and with the community centers that they have around the country, there is a challenge. And if you haven't been there, you can't appreciate the enthusiasm. A lot of those students are a little bit older. Some of them have jobs. Some of them have struggled to get their education, and St. Leo's means an awful lot to them. Many of them are military or veterans.
Lennox says there are similarities between the St. Leo students and West Point cadets.
I guess I'm just attracted to universities or colleges that have strong missions and a great value system. West Point and St. Leo. Some of the values are excellence, community, respect, self-improvement, integrity. I mean, those are the kinds of values that the Benedictines have held for a long time, and I think apply to the current situation in the world right now, whether you're an academic or you're a businessman or whatever you're doing. I think they apply directly, and we need more of them in this world right now.
He's already had a hand in training leaders for that world, which became especially challenging after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001.
At West Point, I came in, and 3 months later, 9/11 occurred. Shortly after that, we had the largest number of students in the country that applied, and we couldn't accept everybody, certainly, but it was pretty amazing, and the motivation of those young folks was extraordinary, and they've done some amazing things afterwards.
And Lennox, the educator, expects his St. Leo students to be similarly motivated. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.